This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 295 for Monday, March 7th. ICE canola futures are pushing higher in Monday morning amid light volumes of trading and with the largest gains in the old crop months. The May canola contract rises $6.10 at $1,080.90 per ton. The July contract gains $6.40 at $1,058 per ton, while new crop November is up $2 at $897 per ton. As Chicago soybeans and soy meal are relatively steady, sharp upswings in Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed are spilling over into canola. More increases in global crude oil prices are lending support to edible oils. Those rising crude prices will make farmers' input costs even more burdensome this spring. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Monday morning, with the loonie at 78.39 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 78.43. The United States Department of Agriculture is set to release its next monthly supply and demand estimates at 11 Central on Wednesday. With the war in Ukraine plus sanctions against Russia, the markets believe the USDA will lower ending stocks for soybeans, corn, and wheat. The USDA says there's a private sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. Half is to be delivered this marketing year and the remainder in 22-23. Also this morning, the USDA will issue its weekly export inspections report. With Ukraine having lost its Black Sea ports, its grain exports are being redirected by train through Romania, Poland, Hungary, and Slovakia. Ahead of the next report from CONAB, Ag Rural put soybean production in Brazil at 122.8 million tons, with SAFRE calling for 125.1 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday morning. The May contract loses 2 cents at $16.59 per bushel. May soy oil advances more than a half cent at 73.34 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is up $2 at $4.62.40 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker this morning. The May contract drops 11 cents at $7.43.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker as well, with the May contract falling 19 cents at $6.46.5. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, with Chicago May up by its new daily limit of 85 cents at $12.94. Kansas City May gains 18 cents at $12.32, and Minneapolis May advances 21 cents at $11.68. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, March 7th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.